Okay, we're up to the laws of Nesias Kapayim. Birchas Kehalim, it's Simen Kuf. We're up to page Reish Nun Zayin. Reish Nun Zayin Halochetes. Halochetes. Magbiyim es yideyem kineged kaspehem. When the Kehalim duchon, when the Kehalim bless the people, they lift up their hands to the height of their shoulders. Poishtim my son, so the hands are lifted, the shoulders are poishtim my son, they extend them, v'cholkim, it's by same, in other words, not like this, but straight out, right at shoulder length. They open up their hands. Okay, supposedly you have to, if the only people who could open up their hands, I can't do it. I can't do it means I'm not a kohen. Is it really true? Is it really true?
A lot of people that are not a Kohanim, they can do it.
They can do it. You can do it? Just have to go for surgery. I'm sure a good surgeon can fix me up, right?
Vulcan?
In Star Trek?
Okay. Jewish.
Just go. Okay, but supposedly this is part of the DNA. I remember this when I was a child. There was a kohen in my class, and he told me, only he convinced me, brainwashed me. I must have been, how old, 6, 7 years old, and he showed me that he can do it. And he told me, only kohanim can do this, and I believed him. if he would have tried, he would have succeeded. Maybe he can still do it today. Okay, let's see. So magbim esidem kinege kaspem v'poishtem oistam, you extend them v'cholkim esposem v'shri b'neim achamish avim, they have to be 5 ear spaces. What are the 5 ear spaces? There's 1, 2, 3, the ends also, right? The ends 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, so what are the 5 avirim?
I think it's done between the 2 hands.
Right.
Oh, between the 2 hands.
So you got
1, 2, 3, 4,
and then the hands are separate.
And the hands are separate. You put the 2 thumbs together.
Yeah.
So in between the fingers, it's 1, 2. Wait. 1, 2. We should get a coin, just any coin, any coin. Let's see. Manichem kinegin is before. I don't know what this means. I don't know what it means there. Kinegin mishabushim shem kinegin mishem shiu b'neim chamish avirim dahainu bein shtei explains. Dahainu bein shtei etzbois to shtei etzbois avirecha, between each 2 fingers. So bein shtei etzbois leagudol. Between 2 and 2 is 1. Between the 2 fingers and the thumb is gamkein avir echad. Okay, so that's 4. That's 2, 4, because there are 2 hands. And then ubein v'chein biyarash. Bein shtei etzbois lagudol, between the 2 etzbois lagudol gamkein avir echad. Uvchein biyar hashnia harei arba avirim. Ubein agudol yagudol, between thumb and thumb gamkein avir echad. Okay, so between the thumb, on one hand we have 2 spaces. Between the thumb and the first 2 fingers is 1 space. Between these 2 fingers and these 2 fingers is 2 spaces. That's one hand. Another hand is 2, so 2 is 4. And then in between the 2 thumbs, that also counts as a space. I guess if you put the 2 thumbs together, I guess that means underneath. I guess that means underneath. If you don't put the 2 thumbs together, then I guess that means not underneath. So it's a total of 5. Why do we do this? Meitzitz Hashem gazes, Hasham peaks min hacharakim. Hey charikim, the word hacharakim, between the cracks. We darshan hey 5 charikim. Don't just turn the hey idea. There are 5 cracks. The Shechina is looking out at Klal Yisrael through the fingers of the Kohanim, through the charikim, through the cracks, and the cracks are referred to the cracks between the different parts of the fingers. Next, you're supposed to lift the right hand a little bit more than the left hand, because the yad yimin is always rachamim, the left is always represents din, and rachamim must prevail over din. The yidche agudel yimin al agudel small, and the yiyah agudel yimin al agudel small. The right thumb should be above the left thumb. So when you lift up, so the right should be higher. Okay, you have to now look. You have to. I'm curious to see the kohen doing it right. The right thumb has to be higher than the left thumb. Uparishim kapeim shiyutor kapeim kneged aretz. Now it says here the achori yedem kneged Hashem. Now I'm not sure everyone agrees this the sheet. This is right straight out. Now I'm not sure everyone agrees that everyone. This is the kitzur chonach. The kitzur chonach is zigmachria that this is the proper way to. So let's review. The review is first of all the hands have to be at shoulder length. Some kohanim make a mistake and they raise it above their shoulders. That's not proper. You raise it only a shoulder length. The hands go straight out. Open up, five different openings. Between these two and these two is one, between this and this is one. If that's two for one hand to the other hand, then between the two thumbs, I guess underneath or in between, is also going to be number five. Why? Meitzitz min hacharakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking up into the charakim. The right has to be higher. You have to push the right out a little bit more than the left. The right thumb should be above the left thumb, and it should be extended straight out, not up. So in the Vulcan, Spock, he must have seen the wrong thing, because he said he saw like this.
No, he just said he saw this.
He saw this, but that means they were holding their hands up. But his sign for life is up. He's making it should be. You see that the coin. You see if the coin would have done like the kids Shulchan Aruch, it would have been a whole different show. People would be walking around like this, not like this. Okay, it shows how careful you have to be. Let's go to the next halacha. Let's see halacha.
It doesn't say also that they have to touch.
It does not say. What? Well, the thumbs doesn't say that. It doesn't say between the thumbs. It doesn't say that they touch. You always see on the matzeva. It's a very popular matzeva. The Chavetz Chaim is they show. But how do they show the matzeva? They don't show like this. They show it. They show it up. Okay, it could be. I'm not mistaken. What? What?
How would you show it?
With computers 3D? I'm sure leave it to them. They'll figure out a way. You know, they show. Even the Chavetz Chaim, is not safe. The hands are up. Are the hands touching? I don't know. I don't know if they have it touching. No, he got it. Okay, let's see on the bottom. Halacha on the bottom. Oh, he talked about later on, if I'm not mistaken. I think you're supposed to drape the different customs. You drape the talus over your fingers. Next Allah will talk about it. Let's see Oyschas on the bottom. Magbim as Yideim Ayim Bishari Tshuva Bishem Anodibihu the Kama Bikoyin Shiyodov Mirasasois. His hands shake. If he cannot raise his hands,
he can't do it.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. It's a problem. Obviously, it's a problem. I don't know the exact answer. Let's see what he says. Let's see the whole thing. What he says. He says over here that if he cannot raise his hands, lo yisa kapav shafil b'diavad sheyavshar sheyavshar ma'ake. Even the siyas hakapayim, even b'diavet she'efsher ma'akev nesias. I'm not sure how you read this. Shve'enu yochel lagbia yadav lo yiso es kapav. Shafilu b'diavet she'efsher ma'akev nesias hakapayim. It prevents him from kaim the mitzvah. Shafilu miyase smuchim she can make some type of ropes, supports smuchim supports she'yiyu kishub l'malo. Lo mahani ayin sham. Even if you're going to have some type of gizmo, you'll have some ropes coming out of the ceiling, and you'll put them into the harness. So kohen will go up for the yard. There'll be like a harness where you can rest your hands when you do berachos kohanim. It's no good. You have to be able to hold your hands from your own koyach in order to be in the midst of the siyas kapayim. The ayin b'chasav sefer. What? I guess. Let's see what he said. One more paragraph. The ayin. Let's see what he said. Let's see what he said. Let's just see what he says. There's one more paragraph. The ein big saf sefer dim yochol lehagbia yodav me'at for a short amount of time. Exactly your question. I can hold it up for Yivarecha, but when they're singing, when they're doing this sing, when everyone is singing the Yirat song, so that I can't hold it up for. So he says dim yochol lehagbia yodav me'at l'sham u'etes. That's good enough. Yagbia b'shosh moitzitevos Yivarecha. V'achar kach yanichem b'shosh kohanim menagnim lifnei kol teva. ויאם גם זה כשר לו יעשה סמוכים לידו שיהיו כשום על ידי חגורת או בלט או על ידי דבר אחר גז ישמע הברוכה מאחר ויחווין לו עצס עין שם. So he says here two things. Number one, he says is if you can't keep your hands up the entire time, it's okay, just keep your hands up during the words Yivarechacha. I guess I'm assuming he means all the words, and while they're singing, sometimes they can, some shuls they have some very beautiful nigunim. I find the shulmanos I went to is that no one says the hiratzon. They're all singing. Everyone is singing. They're so in love with the nigun. They're all singing the nigun and they're not even saying the hiratzon. Isn't that very interesting? And then there are other shuls. The whole purpose of the nigun is in order to allow the people to say the hiratzon. And the nigunim is so geschmack. It's so geschmack. They malamish sing along. And actually, I heard this. I think in the Yom Noirav in Gush. I don't know for sure, but I have a phenomenal tape of Avital Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. He was a Rosh Shiva, so they had an unbelievable davening in Gush Etzion. They still do, I'm sure. When he was the Shatz, and one year they put out as a promotional fundraising, they put out a CD. They all got together, all the Talmidim, they got together to Kumsitz on Yom Tov, and they went through the whole davening. So it's a very bizarre thing. Can you imagine if a Kumsitz, and you go through the whole Nusach of Rosh with the Baal Tzvila, and they all sang along all the major sections, and it was recorded. It was recorded even with, there was music, there was someone playing an accordion. I have it at home, it's an unbelievable CD, and they have the whole Nusach. And it's unbelievable. And a lot of shuls, a lot of people who talmidim who went there, they've come back and they've taken that nusach and they've used it. One of the things I remember is that birchos kehanim, they were all that was part of the choir, is they were all worked up and singing the nigun of the birchos kehanim in this promotional CD. You get the impression that on the Yom Ha'aretz no one was saying the Hiratzon. They were just singing. I've been in shuls where that's talking the way it was. No one was saying the Hiratzon. They're just singing the Nusach itself. Okay, but why not? So if you find this is Iris, why not? Definitely a lot of sing with the Baal Tzvila. If you don't, the truth is in Eretz Yisrael they don't say the Hiratzon.
I'm talking about the Kahanim.
Yeah, you can sing along with them. Of course, you can sing along with them. In the Eretz Yisrael, you only have to say the Hiratzon if you had a bad dream. If you don't have a bad dream, then you don't have to say the Hiratzon. In Eretz Yisrael they don't say the Hiratzon because Eretz Yisrael they say Birchos come every single day. So if you have a bad dream, you could right away say the Hiratzon the following morning when the Kahanim. They're not going to give you time, so you're going to have to say it very quickly. You're going to have to say it while they're saying this, while they're saying Yivarechacha and so on. But on Chutzos, we're only duchen three times a year, four times a year. So then we save all our dreams for those times of the year. But if a person doesn't want to say it, and in fact, there are places, there are keilas, they don't say it.
They don't say it.
In Chaim Berlin,
30 years, they never said it.
Chaim Berlin, they don't say it. In Chaim Berlin, there's no singing. No. They just say Yivarechacha. There's no singing. I'm sure there are other places like that as well. So you don't have to say it. But here is telling you a very important halacha that the Kohanim only keep their hands up for the words. That's sufficient. They need not keep their hands up if they're weak for the singing. Okay. Then he says
it.
No, it's very slow. It probably takes there longer than it takes in a regular shul because they do it very, very slow. That's how it is. It's Baruch Hashem. It's a big place. There are a lot of Kohanim. And it's one of the nicer things they do. It's very impressive. People who never were there, and they hear duchening, they walk away very impressed. It's a very duchening. They do it very slow, and everyone says it together, and everyone answers amen together. It makes an impression. Definitely. Look, on the other hand, I've been in some shuls and they sing some beautiful nigunim, things I've never heard before, and it's. It's also very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. The singing. I personally enjoy the singing. I personally go to a certain shul I went to where they sang. They sing a particular. No, every shul has. You'd be surprised. If you've been around, go to a couple of shuls, you'll discover they have different nigunim. In fact, in Or Yitzchak, I davened there now recently. The last kufa, I've been davening in Or Yitzchak. So the yeshiva is run by the Wallerstein family. The Wallerstein family are Kohanim.
Yeah.
And Baruch Hashem is a very large family. And I don't know, they're Yekas. They really, they come, they're a Yekasha family. And they have a custom, they have a different nigun for each one of the Shalosh Shugalim. Pesach, Sukkis, and because the family, most of the Kohanim Uduchin are the family, and they own the yeshiva, that helps. They run the show, and they all also could be the whole family comes special for this performance, for this duchening, and they sing nigunim we never heard before. It takes a couple of years to pick it up. To try to follow along what they're singing. I still don't really understand what they're singing. Don't get it.
It's
15th and L. Yeah, next to Rabbi Shur, and they have a different nigun for each one of the Shalosh Shugalim, and they claim this is where the family came from. They came from a little town, wherever it was. I don't know, in Germany somewhere, a little town, and that's what they did in this little town. And this family, they're very proud, has preserved this tradition of the nigun, which you've never heard before, and this each Yom Tov a different nigun. So it's something that's very interesting. You know, you go to a different shul, you grow up in one shul, you don't get to see all the various. I grew up in the Lower East Side. I was used to hearing one particular nigun, and then I came to Flatbush. Into the young Israel, and all of a sudden I heard this new nigun, never heard before. It was very unheard for many, many years. And then all of a sudden, one year, there was some new kohanim. They were from Eretz Yisrael, and they started singing a new nigun, and it was really, really that I really liked. That was really nice. And then over time, I used to go to other shuls. You know, you break out of your shell. You go and you go to other places, and you pick up all these different customs. It's very, very interesting. In any event. We have here this lachdan. He says something very fascinating. He says that b'diavad, he's coming, appears to be not like the kids shulchan aruch, that b'diavad, if you have a kohen, that does not have the koyach to keep his hands up even for yivarechacha. So he says what he can do is he can make some type of a gizmo, gadget, to keep his hands up, but he can't make a bracha. He can't make a bracha. He should stand there. He'll raise his hands through some type of support, but the bracha should be said by someone else, and this kohen who is weak should answer amen. That's the answer to your question. That's what it seems. He has to raise his hand artificially, but he should not make the bracha. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch seems to say that if you can't lift your hands independently, then you should not be there. You should walk out before it say. That's what he seems to say over here. Vim gamz, the third line after the second paragraph. Vim gamz kasha yaseh smuchim. You should make supports liyado. Sheyu kishum al yidei chagud. The hand should be tied through a belt, some type of strap. Oh, al yidei dover acher, and he should raise his hands through this artificial means. The oz the yishma, but in that situation he may not make the bracha. Yishma habracha me acher v'yichavin lotzeis ayin sham u'mashma misham dichshiyochol agni yodem kishivirechacha. But at the very least, if you have enough kach to raise your hand, at least for yivirechacha, v'chein al kol teva v'teva yochol gam kein levarich v'ayin b'mishnebura. Okay, so he's presenting over here a lenience so that you can make the bracha even if you only can put your hand up for the few moments. Okay, this is obviously probably a very important halacha because probably this. Probably very common. I don't know what goes on, but it's probably very common. One other thing he points out over here is they should hear the bracha from someone else. And where we go, most of the shuls we daven, everyone makes their own bracha. Right? That's the way we, I think, most of us are familiar. Everyone makes the bracha together. But that's not a universal custom. There are definitely shuls where only one kohen makes the bracha, and all of the kohanim are yotzei with shenea kohenim. Okay, there is so that certainly would make a difference then, because
same with the words, Yivarecha,
Hashem. No, who says
each person has to say that on their own, or you can rely on one person?
Oh, so that I don't think so. I think everyone says the words together, even in the place where one person makes a bracha. If I'm not mistaken, everyone still says the words individually. But maybe there is such a thing as well. Maybe you're right. Maybe there is such a thing where only one person says the word and everyone is yotzei with shemei kohen. I don't know. I don't know the answer. But I do know definitely. There are communities not that common where only one kohen makes the bracha and everyone answers amen. Anyone see that? Anyone see that? But that's definitely true. Then there's another very big issue which is probably talked about later on is katanim, children. Do children duchen? Do children duchen because the kohen kakata cannot do the avoida? So is there a din of chinuch? It's mamish avoyed the mamish the bruchos kahanim. This is machlokes. This is mamish 50-50. Go to shul. Some shuls you'll say yes. Some shuls no. Some shuls will let you do whatever you want. You want to do whatever your custom is. Do, don't do. This is something which is there's a lot of variety in this custom. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha yud. B'shash akoyhanim mevarchem esam lo yabidu lo yasichu daitam ella yuenim klapi matim mukama betilo. When the koyhanim bless the people are not allowed to look. Why are you not allowed to look? Because it's a zecher. Because bizman shebeis hamigdash hayekayim, the shechina would rest on the fingertips of the koyhanim. The shechina was actually present. You're not
the people
are not allowed. The people, the b'shash lo yabitu the people. B'shash akharim avarchem asa'am lo yabitu, referring to the people, I believe. I think lo yabitu, they may not gaze at the koyhanim. Lo yasichu daitim, they may not distract their attention. You're not allowed to go be learning, reading the pamphlets on the table. Maybe you'll find the heter to read the chumash pamphlets. The parsha sheets during Kriya Satorah, during Chazar Sashatz, there are heterim. You can find a heter during Kriya Satorah probably is better, more of a heter than during Chazar Sashatz, because Kriya Satorah some learn it's a din on the tzibur. So as long as the tzibur is progressive, I don't have to pay attention. Chazar Sashatz not so poshet. Chazar Sashatz very hard to find a heter to read a parsha sheet during Chazar Sashatz. You can find a heter to read a parsha sheet during Kriya Satorah, but not during Chazar Sashatz.
A lot of people learning during
during when? It's not so simple. So what's this? What's the answer? There is no answer. It's don't tell me what to do. They'll tell you. You'll ask these people. They'll tell you. You're right. They'll say to you, you're right. I shouldn't be doing this. But I don't know. My mind, they'll tell you, well, you know, it's either this or I'm going to be thinking about business. I can't concentrate. My mind, my mind is shot. I'm part of that category. My mind is so shot and I'm so tired. You know, especially, you know, it's always an excuse. The mincha, in the middle of the day, you're dead tired. Shachas woke up, you're dead tired. Maariv, at the end of the day, whatever. Maariv's looking at stress anyway. But they'll tell you, my mind is shot. I cannot possibly concentrate. So what do you want me to do? Either I'll stand here and think about who knows what, or at least I'll make the best out of the time. I'll lip service, I'll answer amen while I'm reading a parasha sheet. I think that's the only excuse. And certainly, I think every Rav will tell you better read a parasha sheet than talk during Chazar Sashatz. That I guarantee. You're not going to find one, someone that's going to tell you when the alternative is to be talking to your friend during Chazar Sashatz. You know what? Read a parasha sheet. Is it really mutter? No, but better than talking. Okay, but one thing that you're not allowed to do is during Birchos Kohanim. I'll just tell you a personal story. It was very disturbing to me that I was once in a shul on Yom HaKippurim, and it was in the San Toikef, and it was a guy not so far from me. You know, he wasn't from the category, I would say, of, you know, the real heavy-duty B'nai Torah. And it was during when the San Toikef, and he was reading the Jewish Week. I was scratching my head now from all times. Okay. See, one thing, the Jewish Week, okay, you know, I also like to read the Jewish Week. For, you know, you like to read, but the Jewish Week is not exactly, we all know. But during when it's Sanet Toikef, Mi Yichye, Mi Yamos, Mi Bekitzai, Mi Shloi Bekitzai, now from all times, you couldn't find a better time to read the Jewish Week. It was so unsettling to me to see this. It just shook me up. But during Birchos Kohanim, there is certainly, Api Halacha, you're not allowed to engage in any other activity. Even if you... What?
You didn't read it during Birchos Kohanim.
Okay, I don't know. But this is there's certain things that make an impression on you, you don't forget. B'shas shakayhanim mevarchim esa'am lo yabitu v'lo yasichu daitam, may not distract their minds. Ella yihyu einem klapi mata kemoi b'tfilo, you have to look down like you're in tfilo. V'cha'am yichavnu lebracha, over here the kohanim are giving you a bracha. Why would you be foolish not to be mekabel the bracha? Hashem is sending a channeling of bracha through them. People go to rabbis, they travel all over the world to get a bracha. I know someone that went to Eretz Yisrael. They went on a spiritual pilgrimage to be mispalel for all different things. And they went to all the Mekomos HaKadoshim, and they went to all the Gedolim for brachas. You don't have to travel. When it comes Yom Tov, you're getting it's a much bigger bracha to get a bracha from the Kohanim than to get a bracha from a Rebbe, from a Rosh Shiva. Because this is the bracha the Torah sanctions. The Torah says, "Vani Avarchem, Kos Avarchu Es Bnei Yisrael." So here you're dealing over here with the greatest. If you go to a Rebbe, a Gadol, you would have Derech Eretz. You would pay attention when he gives you a bracha. Al Achas Kama V'Kama, how much attention you should be paying when the Kohanim are giving you a bracha. The bracha v'yipanim, you have to be standing in front of the kohanim. Some people are very makbid on this. They're very makbid to position themselves right in front of the kohanim. In a very big shul, in a very bizarre configuration, you could have kohanim in all different corners of the shul, and you can be sitting in a place where you're not necessarily in sight of the, you're not in direct sight of the kohanim. So some people, like in Kingsway, what are you doing in Kingsway? It's a very, very confusing configuration. When the Kohanim do duchening, they're standing on the stage, right? And the people are standing in the bleachers, right on the sides, right? So they're not directly in front of them; they're to the side. Okay, the Kohanim they turn. The Kohanim turn and they bless them. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But I've seen people in this type of situation. They get very—I don't know where it comes from. They get very worked up. And if it's not good enough for them to be on the side, they want to be in direct sight. So they will come down from the side. If you have a shul where the shul, the kohanim are only located in the center, and the shul and towards the back expands outwards, there are people that will not accept to be standing on the side and rely upon the kohanim turning. They want to be in direct sight. They'll come down and stand right in front of the kohen to mekabel the bracha. What? Women have a problem. That's right. The women do have a problem. In every shul, women have a problem because we're the women. Women are going to be upstairs. They're going to be on the sides. The women can be on the front. It's not exactly always right. Nechanami. So he says here, "V'yapanim k'negin p'nei v'nei kohanim v'avlo yistaklu b'mim." Which you write opposite. Which you not look. Do not gaze, because the shechina is dreading us on their fingertips, and you're not allowed to look at the shechina. It's not their charis to look at the shechina. The gav kohanim b'yatzam lo yistaklu b'nidim. The kohanim also may not look at their fingers because the shechina is resting on their fingers. V'nohagu the shalshalas atalas al p'neim. The custom is to drape the talus over their faces, the yedeim and their hands, chutz l'talus, outside the talus. The gav, so the custom is to drape the talus over their fingers. The gamatzibar mishalshlem as talis. Wait, chutz l'talus, I'm sorry. The hands extend outside. They drape their hands over their face and over their hands, but their fingers extend outside the talus. Now here comes the custom. This from time ancient custom. Vinohagu. This is a very beautiful minhag. Okay, try to trace this minhag. It's a very fascinating minhag. Is that the people they drape themselves over the talus, right? We've all seen that. Totally down. Vidohagu shal shalas atalas. Take your children. Ask any child. Every child will remember when their father took them under the talus. This is something a child never forgets. Never forgets. Vidohagu shal shalas atalas al pneim the yedeim chutz the talus. The Megamat Sibor, Mishalshalin Eshat Talisim. Okay, notice he says Talisim in plural, not Talisos. Is it Talisim or Talisos? Is it Shabosim or Shabosos? The kids are always says Shabosos. And here he says Talisim. Talisim. So I don't remember anymore. Everything, memory like a cat. Forget everything in 5 minutes. But there's a discussion. Is it really Talisim or Talisos? I think in Eretz Yisrael, they accepted the custom is Talisos. Talisos. You go into a store. It's a very popular Judaic item in the Holy Land, and all of the stores have signs Talisos, not Talisim. So why here does he write Talisim? It could be really the Nikar Din, and he could do both. There are certain words that are both feminine and masculine. I believe a Talis is one of those words. I'm just recalling from memory, maybe making a mistake. Here he says Talisim. Al Panaim. What?
Any mock-off or
when we were kids, you would be blinded by looking at the...
What? to whip? What? If you look at them, if you look at the Shechina, Yehakubi, it says that Yaakov, that he comes from Yitzchak. That's how Yitzchak Avinu, why was he blind? Rashi, because at the Akedah, he saw the tears of the Malachim, but also he saw another Maham, Rashi Mezru, maybe some Medish, he saw the Shechina. He saw the Shechina, the Malach appeared, the Malach with the Malachim were there, the Shechina, he saw the Shechina. And when you see the Shechina, a human being is not right, that it causes blindness. So when the Duchening, the Shechina is resting on the tips of the Kohanim, so if you look at the Kohanim, it's going to cause Vatechena Einav Meiraos. At least not look at the face of the Kohanim. Halacha Yud Aleph. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ha'am she'achari ha'kohanim in the Mechal Bracha. If you have a shul with the configurations of people sitting behind the Kohanim, then Mechal Bracha. In order to get the Bracha, you have to be in front. If you have a shul where you're standing in front of the Kohanim, I don't know, there's configured, try to find a shul like that, where people are in the front, they're not including the Bracha. Elim Kein Chayu Anusim, they're behind. You can have this, you can have this on the Yom Noirayim. On the Yom Noirayim, in some very popular places where people daven, especially in yeshivas, they put people in the most, they make seats in the most bizarre places you can possibly imagine. They put people, in Mir Yeshiva, I don't know if they still do, but they have a mokum on the bima, where they learn. Not davening, but learning in the Beis Medrash is so full, it's so packed. And now they have a lot of buildings, so I don't know if it's the same way it used to, but years ago, there was a shortage of space, of seats. So there were seats on the bima. Could you imagine you have a bima? Like upstairs in the shul. You have a bima, you have steps. So there's enough there to put two shtenders. There were no seats in the whole Beis Medrash ad kach that there's a makom kavua to sit on the bima. That's what you learn. And then on the stage you can fit 10 people on the stage. And you can fit, who knows, you can find these very weird places to sit. So let's say you have davening, it comes the Zman Tefillah, and on the Yom Noirayim, so the standing room only, literally, and they put people in very bizarre places, but when the Kohanim duchen, they duchen in the normal place. But there are people that are sitting or standing in front of the Kohanim. It's a no-no. It's not part of the bracha. They have to come in front of the Kohanim to get the bracha, unless they're mamish anusim, unless there's mamish no room to breathe, and they have no choice, the fire hazard. They have to stay where they are in the front. So in that situation, Chazal said, you include in the bracha. But the people that are on the sides, lifneim, heima b'chal bracha, the sides are okay. Uvemakom she'aron hakodesh bodet min hakaisel, with aron sticks out of the wall. Im kein hanashim shemdim eitzel hakaisel mizrachas heima min hatzadim she'achoyak kohanim. So you have a case where the people that are davening right near the side of the aron hakodesh, and the kohanim are duchening with the duchen, with the people with the closer. The configuration is the kohanim, when they're sitting on the platform, they're closer, and the people who are davening on the mishachvant, they're all the way in the front. Tzrichim lelechas misham, they have to go from there, if they can't do so, it's impossible, there's no room to move. You always see, they go to shul, the mizrachvant is cleared out. Right? There are a lot of kohanim, the kohanim go to the front, so everyone in the mizrachvant, they have to go to the back in order to make room for the kohanim. And there's a very good joke, one of my favorite jokes, I told this to you already a few times, is why do you give a yashar koyach to the kohanim? When they finish Shim Shalom, Yashakoyach, Yashakoyach. What's the big Yashakoyach? What is Yashakoyach? Yashakoyach is, you cleaned out the Mizrachvant. We were trying to get rid of those people for years. All those big shots that sit in the front wall, trying to clean them out already. Who has the koyach to get rid of the Mizrachvan people? The Kohanim. Yes, koyach to the Kohanim. It's a good joke, no? It's not a good joke? It's like a valid joke. Okay, halacha yud beis. Hashliach tzibah makri oisam birchas kohanim mila b'mila. The shliach tzibah is the makri. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha v'heim oimim achrav kol mila ad shem isayim ha'pasuk rishon, and then v'oinim at tzibah amen. the chain achar pasuk hasheni, the achar pasuk hashlitshi, lo yikra shliach tziba al balpeh, el mitach sida shelo yisbalbel. Okay, it's the most embarrassing thing when the shliach tziba makes a mistake. He skips a word. The whole reason why he's saying mila the mila is not to make a mistake. And yet the shliach tziba can't even get it right. Right? So it happens. It happens. Believe it. Believe it happens. And the shliach tziba makes a mistake, but that's a bit. What? Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerech is a pasuk. Amen. The first 3, 5, 7. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Amen. Yoher Hashem panav elecha v'chunecha. Amen. Yisah Hashem panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. Amen. Okay, 3, 5, 7.
Also, people when they say Yivarechecha Hashem,
They say Baruch the Tiber answers Baruch Baruch Shmo. It says that doesn't say that in the Siddur. Yeah, some of the Siddur have that. Okay, but there's no harm in saying it. Okay, so that's the makri has to be from a Siddur Shlo Yispalbel in order not to get confused. So the Kitzur says the Shlatz also can say Amen. The Loyavi have six Zeltzach Tzila. The Elu, so he passes that the Shlach Tzibah can say Amen. We're not afraid that he's going to get confused when he says Amen. The Elu, Tehelo Shakar Hanam Ahavchim Mechem Ludorim Lutzafon. Now sometimes, you're not supposed to watch. Everyone a peek, so even though they normally stand with their hands out, there are certain words where they go like this, so they start moving, right? So anyone they start, you're not supposed to even run. But what are the words? The elu here are the words. That's the first one. The yishmerecha, the third word. So yivarechicha, and they start. They beat everyone up, right? And then Hashem, and the yishmerecha. Okay. Then everybody answers Amen. Next, that's the first. Then yivarecha v'yishmerecha. Eilecha, yoher Hashem panav. Eilecha, you know, we're skipping around here. We're going Eilecha. Vichuneka, the last word of the second section. Then Eilecha. Eilecha is Yisra Hashem Panav Eilecha, the third word of the third section. And Lecha, Yishom, the Tevas El. Why Dafka these words? Why these words? Yivarechacha, Eilecha, and Lecha. Because these words are Nochach to you. Yivarechecha, may Hashem bless you. Who is you? Everyone here in the room. These are nochach. They turn themselves to all the sides. Why shalom? The last word they also turn around. Why? But the word shalom is not nochach. It doesn't say to you. With these shusim habrachas, it's the end. And at the end, you always want to embellish the end. Shalom. The Makri is not allowed to say the Hirotzayim because he's going to get confused. So if the Makri has a bad dream and he wants to say the Hirotzayim, he shouldn't be davening Musaf. The Makri should not be saying the Hirotzim because he has to concentrate on what he's supposed to say. We call Shkain Shem Hu Hashlech Tzibur. More important. Now, he's pointing over here is that the custom over here, Ruba Duba, we're familiar with, is that the Shliach Tzibur is the Makri. But that's not always the case. You have to branch out and check out some other shuls. In some communities, the custom is there's a special person appointed to be the Makri. It's not the Shliach Tzibur. So if the Makri is not the Shliach Tzibur, so then there's technically nothing, no harm done if the Makri were to say Yehi Ratzayin. But we still do not allow him because we don't want him to get confused. We want him to pay attention to being saying the last word. But certainly, this is the point of Lach, if you're davening Musaf. Certainly, if you are davening, you are the Baal Tzvil, you are the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur is the Makri, which is common among us. He's not allowed to say the Yehi Ratzon because it's considered to be a hefsek in the Chazaras Hashatz. So we discussed that yesterday. Shliach Tzir is a Koyed. There are different customs. Some of the customs Shliach Tzir is going to talk about later on. Some is that some customs is that he doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. He sits. He stands there. And someone else, the Makri. No, that would be Hefsik. Hefsik. He does nothing. And some say that he turns around. That he also participates in Birchos Kliyam. Someone else, the Makri, and he makes an about face. He turns around, he hops around, and he also participates in Birchas Kohanim. There are different kohanim. We'll get that a little bit later on. Now let's say everyone in the shul is a kohen. You have a shul shakul kohanim, 10 kohanim. So who's getting the bracha? It's later on. The klal yisrael, people out in the street, they get the bracha. Let's go further.
Is that the reason, like, he says here, this is the article said, on regular Shmon Esrei, where they don't do it. It says in certain words you turn it.
Yes.
It's based on this concept.
Nochach. That's what it says. Nochach. Every time you say l'cho, you, yivarechecho.
Again, there's no time. It's like today.
Yeah.
You said
the Shabbos. Yeah. No. There's no reason to move around.
He says.
Yeah. You bow. What does it say? Yeah.
It says, Shemach Hashem Ruch Hashem,
Right, the custom is you bow, you have a recha, the right and then left. No, that's not, that's a, no. That's a Kabbalistic, that's the covenant of the Shekhinah. No, I don't think so. I do not believe so. That's because you're not doing to the Shekhinah. You're not doing to talking to the Tzibur. When we say, look, hey, look, I was saying, we're not doing a real...
What's the meaning of this turning? Left, right?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I think it's a Kabbalistic reason. It's the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is in front of us, like, Oseh Shalom B'Mamav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael V'Yim Romein. You're bowing before the Shekhinah. You're bowing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, the reason why he's there turning, the turning is to emphasize that I'm blessing the people, Kos Baruch Hu Es B'nei Yisrael. You're blessing the Tzibur. When we bow, the Shekhinah bows, the Shekhinah bows, in Chutz Yaretz, it's not, you're not blessing the people, you're talking to the Shekhinah, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless Klal Yisrael.
So it's not symbolic, just...
I don't think so. I believe not, but I could be mistaken. The pasuk says, "Va'ani avarchem." Hashem blesses them. They do not bless each other. No, first the pasuk. Kos the kohanim bless klal Yisrael, and Hashem blesses the kohanim. But the kohanim do not bless each other. No. Let's go further. Don't innovate. Don't start singing Mordechai Ben David songs. You sing traditional nigunim. Traditional nigunim, there are, like I told you, about a handful of them. Now listen, some people have invented new nigunim. There's no question about it. In the last, that fits the rule. This became the tradition to sing. But once they start singing, when you're in a shul and they start singing Kalbach for Birchas Kehanim, you know you're in trouble. You know you're in trouble. It's not what you're supposed to be doing. Sing Kalbach for Yivarech. Even in the Kalbach shuls, I don't think they sing, I don't know what goes on. What? Okay, but I can't imagine they're singing Kalbach Nigunim for Birchas Kehanim. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, we will stop over here.